This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Italy's coronavirus death toll spiked Sunday by at least 133 to 366, the most in any country outside of China. With a growing health risk, Rome imposed a new emergency decree locking down the northern part of the country and a quarter of Italy's population. Travel into and out of the areas will be highly restricted until early next month. Museums, theaters, cinemas, and other entertainment venues have also been ordered to close. Italy has also asked retired doctors to return to service to help treat coronavirus victims. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization said that 100 countries are now reporting coronavirus cases, with more than 106,000 people reporting as being ill, while deaths have surpassed 3,500. New York's governor is calling on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to allow private laboratories to do coronavirus testing to meet demand. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
New York State now has more than 100 cases of coronavirus, with at least a dozen in the city. And Governor Andrew Cuomo says there's no way to test all those who may want it or even warrant it without private labs.
CDC, wake up. Let the states test. Let private labs test. Let's increase as quickly as possible our testing capacity so we identify the positive people, so we can isolate them, and we're successful in our containment.
Cuomo also wants the CDC to authorize automated testing, which he says would increase capacity as much as 2,000 tests a day. Julie Walker, New York.
The U.S. military confirming to VOA that one of al-Shabaab's top leaders was likely killed in a drone strike in Somalia last month. The U.S. Africa Command spokesman Chris Carnes told VOA the military authorities believe they killed Bashir Mohammed Mahmoud, who also went by the name Bashir Khorgab. This is VOA.